Tomorrow evening, the Tony Awards will be presented, the finale of the Broadway season. Theater critic Michael Bourne looks back at the season and offers some miscellaneous awards of his own.
A solid season on Broadway. Total attendance, 13,270,343. Total box office, 1,499,321,564.64. Total new productions, 45, including 20 musicals and 20 plays. Tomorrow evening, the Tony Awards. I'm thinking Bette Midler and Hello, Dolly will be the most probable winners. I'm thinking the only certainty will be that the host, Kevin Spacey, will sing. I've been observing for several journals that some of the performers and shows I especially enjoyed were not all nominated for Tony Awards, and they don't have categories for awards that I'd vote for, like Best Timing. I'd vote for The Play That Goes Wrong, a farce about a play at a provincial theater where everything goes wrong. Rather like the backstage nonsense of Noises Off, this play is much more physical, with pratfalls and gags with the scenery played as cleverly and as dangerously as stunts of Buster Keaton. Comedy is hard enough without actors having to be funny as scenery collapses beneath them. Everything goes right for The Play That Goes Wrong. If they'd offer an award for Best Twosome, I'd vote for two of Broadway's best divas, Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole, playing the grand dames of industrial beauty, Helena Rubinstein and Elizabeth Arden, in the musical War Paint. Scott Frankel composed, Michael Corey wrote the lyrics. Patti and Christine both got sensational 11th hour numbers. Also, three of New York's best actors were superb in two shows apiece. Christian Borle, touching in the musical Falsettos, and as a sweetly cruel Willy Wonka in the musical Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Tony Shalhoub was charming as the leader of an Egyptian police band lost in Israel in the musical The Band's Visit, and then was cold-blooded as the reptilian brother of the play The Price. Jefferson Mays was funny as the fussy reporter of the front page, and now is the enigmatic Norwegian diplomat trying to enable peace in the Middle East in the play Oslo. One other double delight, Glenn Close sang two truly show-stopping arias in Sunset Boulevard. Best surprise of the season for me, also two. Dance is my blind spot in the arts. I don't get dancing. But Andy Blankenbuehler choreographed dancers in the musical Bandstand as emotional counterpoints to the characters, also to create the virtual ambience of changing scenery. Bandstand is not nominated for a Tony, but Andy Blankenbuehler is. And my favorite moment this season on Broadway, in the musical Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the song and dance of the Oompa Loompas. If anyone can upstage Bette Midler on the Tony Show, it's going to be the Oompa Loompas. I'm Michael Bourne.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo. I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me. Now what do you get when you guzzle down sweets? Eating as much as an elephant eats. What are you at getting terribly fat? What do you think will come of that? I don't like the look of it. Oompa loompa doompa dee da. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness too, like the Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo.